trying to knock down the wall back there.
The wall, yeah.
New leather?
No, a couple years old.
Bernie, how important is it for this franchise to be back in the playoffs this year, to have this experience?
Well, I think it's important every year if your young players can participate in the playoffs. They're very meaningful games, high stress level, you know, going into these contests. A big series against the Wolves, which every game we're going to have to be, you know, operating at 100%. You know, if we take a night off, they have a great squad. They'll take it to us. But I think it's important for your young players to learn and develop in these situations. So it's a big piece of the puzzle that we've achieved, and now it's time to move forward.
How impressed have you been with Coach in his first season, you know, getting these guys playing well together and getting his message across?
I think Jeremy and his entire staff have done a fantastic job this year. You know, it's nothing that we really didn't anticipate. We were very excited when we were able to hire Jeremy last summer. He had a great career over in Sweden coaching, and we knew that with the group that he was coaching over there, about the same age level, he had to develop, he had to turn them into winners, and that's exactly what he's done with our group here.
Do you like the makeup of this team in terms of the balance of experience and young guys, offense, defense? I mean, do you like what we have taking into the playoffs?
Very much so. You know, our team's really evolved over the course of the season. If you go back to early September, October, we had a very young group here. We had a lot of first-year players, 12, 13 rookies at times. And then with the addition of Cody Franzen and Lance Buma, and then we brought in Christy Domenico and Adam Clendenning, your team got a little bit older, a little bit more experienced. And I think those guys have come in. They bought in right away to what Jeremy and the staff were preaching, and they've been a huge addition for us. And I really like the mix of our group. You know, we have some veterans, we have youth, we have speed, we have skill, we have great goaltending. You know, there's no reason this team can't have a long run.
How important is it for this franchise, I guess, to have Ice Hawks back in the playoffs, obviously, after a disappointing last year?
Well, it was important. You know, last year was a disappointing year from start to finish, and we had two playoff runs the year before, 2 years before that. So to be back in for a third time in 4 years is, like I said, it's big for our prospects. We have a lot of new young prospects here this year, and they've played extremely well all year, and they've earned this opportunity to play in the playoffs and learn and continue to develop. And there's nothing like playoff hockey, and once you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. So hopefully we're standing here in another month or so doing another press conference.
So how pleased are you with the organization's decisions? And Matthew Highmore was undrafted. Will Pelty was from a Division III school, and how well they performed along with the rest of the first years?
I think our first-year players have really outdone themselves, you know, to have a player like Matthew Highmore just set a rookie goal record with 24. And I know Tyler Sakura isn't really a rookie. He's played a couple of years at the ECHL level, but he's a rookie in the American Hockey League. He came in and did extremely well, as before mentioned, Will Pelche, and all of our rookies I'm so happy with. Each player at this level develops at a different time frame. Everybody's different. You know, some players are ready for the NHL in 2 months, some takes 2 years, some takes five months. It's everyone's different. Everyone matures at a different age. And I really think that, with the help of our developmental coaches and our coaches here in Rockford, all of our young players have continued to get better all season. And, it's been a pleasure to watch.
What's the feedback been like from Chicago? Because, they're watching these guys play. And now that they're not in the playoffs this year, I'm sure they'll be taking a closer look at them this postseason.
Right now in Chicago, everything, we're thrilled with how the Ice Hogs have done this year and the job that Jeremy and his staff have done, the development of our young players, the ability for them to step up into Chicago at key times in the season and not just be a spot on the roster, but go up there and contribute. I think it was 9 or 10 players this year came up to Chicago at different times and played games. Our goaltenders all went up there and earned points at different times. So they're very happy with the development of our group and just looking for us to have a good playoff run.
Blackhawk fans are looking for a little hope for the future right now. What would you say to those fans about what's in the pipeline?
I'm very excited about what's in our pipeline. We have, great young prospects that are here. We have great young prospects that are coming. A few of them have joined us, as Black Aces for the Hall right now. The future's bright. The future's bright for, I feel, the development of our young Blackhawk prospects. And with the group that we have leading them here with, Jeremy at the helm, I'm very excited.
Does it add a little bit extra that the first round is against Chicago and it's going to be a short drive for both teams?
Yeah, we don't have to. We have no travel excuse, that's for sure. But you know, every time we play the Wolves, it's always a little extra bite in the game, and we have a great rivalry with them. Their owner Don Levin and Wendell Young and their coaching staff have done a terrific job with that organization this year, and it's going to be a hard fought series. But you know, if you look at the standings, I know it's 1-4, but as far as points, our whole division was very close, so I think it's going to be a very good rivalry and a great series.
Jeremy says there'll be a lot of discussion this week about the goaltenders and who to start and all that. What goes into that decision-making process as to who to play there?
Well, I think Jeremy and his group, along with Peter Aubrey, our developmental goalie coach, will sit down and discuss that. And as I said, whether it's Jeff Glass or Colin Delia, we have two great goaltenders here right now that are able to go. And you know, one's a rookie, one's a veteran, and either way we go, I think we're going to be fine. And they've both had good seasons. Colin, you know, really got thrust onto the scene late December when Jeff Glass was recalled. J.F. Berube was injured and had a great second half of the year. So I'm excited. You know, either way, we're fine. It's an exciting time of the year for the players. I know they're anxious to get going. I wish Saturday can't come quick enough for them, but we're going to make it a good series, and it's going to be hopefully a long one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Hopefully we can do one again in 2 weeks.